Siddur Snippet Siris Hashem is sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for Rafu Shlema for Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are on the last bracha of the Amidah, the 19th bracha, the ultimate bracha, the Kli Machzik bracha, and that is the hope and the wish, the bracha for Shalom, for peace. We've been going through the words, Barchenu Avinu, we're up to Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad Bo'or Panecha. So we last left off, Rav Schwab pointed out that there are many brachos that we can seek, there are many brachos that we can be zocha to receive. There's the bracha of a Rebbe, the bracha of a Rav, the bracha of a friend, the bracha of the king, the bracha of a father, of a parent, and that is the highest and the holiest of all the brachos. There isn't a bracha offered as sincerely as the bracha from a parent, a father to a child, because the child is an extension of that parent. So we ask Hashem, bestow us with bracha from that perspective, that paradigm, Barchenu Hau Avinu, to which Hashem Kiviyachol answers, when will I give you the bracha of a father? When Kulanu Ke'echad. If you're my children, getting along, cooperating, you have harmony and unity, then I'll be a loving parent and I want to shower you with bracha. So the prerequisite in order to receive the Barchenu Avinu, if we want to be zocha to that high level bracha, the blessing of a parent, we need to act and we need to unite as Kulanu Ke'echad. Now what is Bo'or Panecha? The blessing that we want from him is the light of his face. We'll come back to that. But first, an insight. Sefer Anido Dodi quotes from the Ramchal. The Ramchal writes in Das Tvinos, Simen Kuf Samach, the Ramchal writes that the bracha of Hashem, or the hope or the wish, the prerequisite of Achdus to get to tap into the Shefa bracha, the flow of bracha from Hashem, is because the bracha that comes to the Klal, the bracha that comes to the Jewish people united, is much more powerful, it's much more potent, it's much stronger than anything we as individuals could get. He writes, Kosha Adam Shaykh Yoser the Klal, Hu Yachal Kabal Yoser Min HaShefa. The more connected, the more attached we are to the community, then the more that we are positioned to receive the flow of bracha, of blessing from him. And the reason is, Kevin Shiratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yibachtus, Kashrayim Ba'achtos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpi Aleim Shefa, V'Sheva Yechidim Yachal Lekabal Min HaKlal. When children, it's an exact metaphor. When children behave, when children cooperate and collaborate, and there's unity in a family, puts the parents in a phenomenal mood. And they want to go out. You can even order drinks, can share a couple apps, because everyone's getting along so nicely. Everyone's cooperating, everybody's united. And it puts parents there in a position they want to give Shefa Bracha, abundance of blessing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, similarly, we tap into that abundance of blessing. So the more that a person positions themselves, Kechol she'adam shayach yosa l'chlal, hu yachal l'kabel yosa min ha'shefa, they position to be able to receive even more and more from the flow of bracha from Hashem. We've shared many times, particularly this time of year, Rav Volba writes that, he quotes from Rav Yisrael Salanter, that I'd call it a skula, but it's not some mystical, irrational shortcut. It makes a lot of sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to be zocha b'din, Rav Yisrael Salanter says to be zocha b'din, to merit positive judgment in these days, then a person should be an ish, sha'aklal, be a person that the klal, the tzibur, the community needs. If a person is indispensable, then when Hashem looks down and evaluates and says, nu, should I extend their contract? Should I bring them back? Should I give them the resources they need? Should I provide them with good health? Let's see. If they're judged exclusively only on their own merit, maybe we're worthy, maybe we're not. But when Hashem looks and says, that person's indispensable, if they disappear, you know what's going to be missing for the community? Then I'm not only evaluating based on the individual's merit, but I'm evaluating the individual based on their role within the greater community. So if you saw Salanter, Rav Volba quotes it several times, says that the best way to succeed in din, the best way to merit a positive outcome and judgment in these days is to be the type of person that's indispensable. That if we disappear, someone says, hey, how come all the sederim haven't been put away? How come that shir before mincha hasn't been going on? How come that stock hasn't been given, that chesed drive hasn't happened? That if we disappear, people would notice, it would matter, it would make a difference. If we're living such a life that we're dispensable, nobody is, but so to say, no one would notice, nothing would stop, nothing would be different, nobody would be missing anything. And Kosh Baruch Hu looks at us just based on our own merit. So even if we feel unworthy, we won't have the merit quickly. There's time still. Volunteer, position, contribute, be involved, be a person. So Ramchal is writing similarly in Das Tvinos, the more Shayach Yosa Leklal, Yochel Lekabel Yosar Mina Shefa. Alain, the last thought, also based on Ramchal and Derech Hashem, he quotes here, is that Klal Yisrael Kulam Ki'ilan Echad, the Jewish people are all like one tree, and we have many branches, and the branches trace themselves back. The trunk of the tree is Avram Avinu. So Kulam Ba'achdus are Nechlalam Bechlal Ha'ilan Agadoshu Avram Avinu. When we're united, if we're all separate trees, separate seedlings, we're all separate and apart, distinct, so we're on our own. But when we're branches of the same tree, and the root of that tree, the trunk of that tree is Avram Avinu, so it's brought down, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Shibboleth HaLeket, that Kulanu Ke'echad, who's the Echad? Avraham. Kulanu Ke'echad, not Kulanu Ka'achas. Grammatically, maybe it should have said Kulanu Ka'achas, but instead it says Kulanu Ke'echad, who's that Echad? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Aleph. Avram is called Echad. Habitu al Avram Avichem, the Alsara Tucholochem, and so on. So you see that Avram is called the Echad. We all trace ourselves back. He's the Av Hamon Goyim. He's the father of many nations. He's our father. We all trace ourselves and our DNA back to Avram. He's the Echad. So Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, bless us our father, that we all see ourselves as branches of the same tree. And who is that tree, the trunk of that tree? Let us all see ourselves as loving and loyal progeny and descendants of Avram Avinu, who's Nikra Echad, the one and only. So we're left to still explain the bracha that we want, that we seek, is Ba'or Panecha. What is this light of Hashem's face that we're seeking, that will only be worthy for when we are united and together as one? And Mirtz Hashem will continue with next time.